Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Kemp is with us, folks. You know Jim. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a number of years now. He's one of the top negotiating experts in our Brain Trust. He's been a negotiating coach for most of his life. His organization is called Coach 2100. He and his folks are helping people like you and me and big guys all around the world put deals together, negotiate them. He has an interesting way of thinking about negotiating. The first book we told you about that he wrote was called Start With No, and the new book is called No, The Only Negotiating System You Need for Work and Home, and he's our good friend, Jim Kemp. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. So Jim, we haven't talked about this in a little while, and so let's remind the audience why. You know, when most people, when they go into a negotiation, you know, they're thinking, you know what, the way to make this happen is we come out with a compromise. Let's find the compromise as quickly as we can, and get this thing over with. And the best deals are the one where everybody leaves happy. That's the conventional wisdom, isn't it?
Well, that's conventional theory, and it comes from the ivory tower, and unfortunately, people suffer for it.
Well, talk to us about what the way you feel about that. I mean, you obviously disagree with that. You say instead of saying yes, we should be saying no.
Yes, Jim, here's the thing. And I'll take just a minute to give a little bit of background. At the turn of the century, the labor movement and Congress and the world, for that matter, a lot of the free world, came up with labor negotiations, which were under the Railway Labor Act, and it required give and take. It required compromise. It required up to including if you didn't bargain in good faith, you could go to jail.
Wow!
And what happens was the law schools, the higher education institutions, and you know, we could start with Harvard and work our way across the spectrum, really devoted themselves to collective bargaining.
Mm-hmm.
And the collective bargaining became, quote, negotiation, all-inclusive. And now what's happened is all the gurus who write the books, and I'm being a little aggressive here, I realize,
mm-hmm.
who this win-win, this compromise mindset, assumptions. I've literally had people sit in a room and say to me, well, you know, I've done my research. This outfit expects a 6% discount, and I think if we offer them 8, they're going to really like us, and they're going to move to us quickly.
Oh, no.
And so here's an assumption and a compromise,
mm-hmm.
and you're sitting there going, what in the world are you thinking? So unfortunately, conventional wisdom out there is what do I have to give up to get this deal?
Don't most people go into a negotiation because they want something that the other person has, and they're afraid that if they don't give them what they want, they'll lose it, and they go in knowing in their mind, thinking what they're prepared to give for it?
Yeah, exactly. And what they do, Jim, what happens, and this is
And they're afraid to be too aggressive or too abrupt because they don't want the other person to leave the table. They want that.
Well, what's interesting is they, you know, this fear, this emotional fear, is driven by a wrong mindset. Let me give you an example. The word no, two letters, crazy two letters. I've had people over the last 25 years I've been coaching, I've had people in audiences say to me, well, that means when they say no to me, I've got to walk away. It's over.
Yeah.
Or if they say, No, then they've rejected me. They rejected my proposal, and they don't like me.
Right.
And I can't have a relationship with them. Or they, or I've had people say to me, well, if I say no, I'm going to hurt their feelings and they won't like me. And again, I've hurt the relationship. But Jim, think about this. We have a giant health care legislation coming to the country.
Yeah.
We have 20-some-odd states that have said no.
Mm-hmm.
And they're suing over it, right?
Right, right.
They've said no. Now tell me, what does that really mean? Does that mean they've rejected health care? Does that mean what it means to me is it means they want to maintain the status quo until this thing gets worked out and we can see what's really here in this legislation, in this gigantic agreement that Congress has put upon us.
All right, I'm going to be a little aggressive here, Jim.
No, go right ahead.
Wouldn't your plan, your strategy, wouldn't it be a little more easy for people to understand who have been, you know, caught up in the previous conventional method of negotiating? Wouldn't it be a little easier for people to accept and embrace if you said, don't say yes? In other words, saying no is pretty abrupt, as you say, as you indicated. But it sounded to me like you were not saying don't say no as much as you were saying don't say yes. Are you
more than
saying no, just don't say yes?
Well, you know what, Jim? Here's what's really interesting. Now, you have to remember, I'm really a coach. I mean, that's what I really do. I'm not a writer. I'm not a theorist. I'm a guy in the trenches every day and actually helping people make agreements all over the world. That's what I do. And strict confidentiality. And I just happen to write a couple books to give up some of the things I do. But here's an interesting point. Medical science has proven that the brain cannot make an intellectual decision. It can only make an emotional decision. 100% of emotion is required for a decision. So decisions take place in the emotional part of the brain. Now, if I even hint to my client that maybe or not saying yes and not saying no is okay, I've made a terrible coaching error. And let me tell you why.
Well, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you tell us that on the other side of the mess. Folks, this is contrary to many of you have thought. And it's an interesting approach, and Jim's been talking to us about this for a long time. When we come back, I'm going to get Jim to give us some specific examples of how this would work. We're going to talk about some scenarios of what saying no or at least not saying yes would be like in a small business negotiation. 20 after, right back with Jim Camp. His book is called No, the Only Negotiating System You Need for Work and Home.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.